Good morning. This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. When high schools closed in March because of the coronavirus pandemic, teachers had just days to figure out how to finish the year online. They needed to ensure their students would stay on track academically and emotionally, a job high school teachers admit is much harder than they expected from home. VPR's Nina Keck has more.
A few weeks ago, a high school teacher told me that someone asked her if now that schools were closed, she was enjoying her extended summer vacation. She told me she wanted to scream.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty intense.
Jenny Gartner teaches history at Rutland High School.
If you think about how much you work normally on a daily basis when you're in the building, it's so much more now, so much more. For people to think that, like, I'm not doing something or I'm not doing my job, it's so hurtful.
I asked Gartner and several other high school teachers to describe what it's been like for them working from home.
I have to say, even before they closed, I was already, and excuse me for just a moment, my cat jumped onto the desk and her bell loves to jingle right in the microphone, so I'm going to remove her and then continue to talk to you. Excuse me.
This is Leonard Bartenstein. He teaches English and religion at Mount St. Joseph's Academy, a Catholic high school in Rutland.
It's difficult to, you know, be sitting in my bedroom all alone talking to a screen all day and, you know, call this the same thing as teaching in a classroom.
Bartenstein remembers the Friday afternoon he learned his school was closing and he'd have to teach remotely. His American literature students were halfway through a book, which they'd been writing about and discussing each day in class.
I had to think about, well, how am I going to do that? This class has 26 students in it. Am I going to have them all on some sort of conference call? Am I going to have them emailing one another or doing some sort of discussion board forum posting? By Monday, we had, you know, we came together as a staff and we talked about how we would be doing a full schedule every day via Google Meets.
A lot of schools are using Google Meet for online video conferencing. For those of you who've experienced a Zoom meeting, it's similar. Everyone in class gets a small square on the screen, and cameras and microphones can be turned on or off. But who can see what varies from school to school. At Mount St. Joseph's Academy and Rutland High School, using the video link is optional. Bartenstein uses his camera so students can see his face in his upstairs spare room. And Jenny Gartner's students can see her in her kitchen where her computer is set up. But they said most of their students choose not to be on camera.
Right. So it's just a screen with their icon, like whatever their Google icon is for their Gmail account, and their name. So when we have class meetups, I do actually say, like, okay, so let's have a discussion. You know, Carrie, you go first. What do you think about this? Or John, what do you think about this? And we've actually had some pretty good discussions that way, but I don't ever see their faces.
It works, but it's awkward. And both teachers admit it takes much of the joy out of class time.
Okay, I'm recording.
This is Ben Cron. He teaches English at Middlebury Union High School.
For me, the hardest thing about teaching online has been trying to be at peace with not duplicating the classroom experience.
Cron says that while he is assigning work, and students are for the most part completing those tasks,
it's really hard to get a gauge on how much learning is really going on. That's another really difficult part, is just trying to make sure that our students are going to be at a place in the fall that we really want them to be.
The other big hurdle, doing it from home. Cron and his wife have three kids.
We have an 8-year-old, a 6-year-old, and a 1-year-old. And so from 8 to 9, while I'm working, I tend to work in our
They set up an office in their attic that all of them, well, not the 1-year-old, but everyone else takes turn using.
And at 9 o'clock, my 8-year-old will come up into the office, and he has a Google Meet classroom meeting.
Cron oversees that while his wife watches the other two kids.
At 9:30, my 6-year-old will come up, and she has her class Google class meeting.
At 10 a.m., his wife takes over the office to get her work done.
I'll try to manage the Google classroom for my 8-year-old and 6-year-old while hanging out with my 1-year-old as well.
Somewhere in there, Ben Cron teaches 5 classes, corrects homework, and stays in email contact with students, parents, and colleagues.
So that's been one of the major struggles that I think every single parent who is at home right now can identify with. Sammy, I'm just finishing up the interview. Okay, baby. What's wrong? Oh, RECENTLY. Got it? Sorry.
Jenny Gartner says she feels grateful to have a job when so many people are being laid off. But workdays are long, distractions are many, and it's frustrating.
The hardest thing I'm doing right now is trying to figure out a way to be a good mom and be a good teacher. And right now, teaching is definitely winning.
Gartner, Bartenstein, and Cron all love what they do. They just don't love it now.
It's just been really hard to just get the energy and in the gusto to wake up every day and do this over and over again, knowing that what we all want is what we had.
Cron says he's proud of how resilient his students are.
But for a lot of students, this is a platform that just doesn't work for a variety of reasons, and so I'm worried about some of them.
Jenny Gartner says for many of her students, school is their safe place, and not being able to check in with those kids and really see them on a daily basis gnaws at her.
You know, I have students living in motels, as we all do in Vermont, certainly, but some who are newly living in motels due to the economic crisis.
So now her biggest worry is what kind of trauma those kids are enduring and how hard will it be for teachers to get them back on track once classrooms are reopened. For VPR News, I'm Nina Kack.